I have a story. Yeah. I think I've already told you a long time ago.
No problem.
But it's a true story.
Okay.
Happened in Africa, okay. Mozambique. It was my uncle who told me that story. It happened not far away. We had my grandparents had a farm in the jungle, in the bush, and not far away, about 15 kilometers, not even that. They were building a road. An European guy, Portuguese guy, white, with about 10 Africans.
Okay.
In those times there were no Black and Decker, you know.
Yeah.
It was with an axe and things like that. And so there was this group of people. They were working there very hard. The sun was very hot, and so about 11 o'clock in the morning, the chief, the white person, used to go to a place near about 500 meters. There was a bar, you know. Mm-hmm. Used to go there for a beer or two, and when he came back, all the Africans were sleeping.
Okay.
And the work was not done, you know. Next day, the same thing. He shouted at them. He said, "You must work, otherwise we all go home. No work." But the next day, same thing happened. You know, when he came back, everybody sleeping, and he was worried. You know, the Portuguese guy. But we tried to stay there with them. You know, but then he was thirsty. He'd go there again. When he came back, everybody sleeping. And one night he was lying in bed and thinking, what am I supposed to do? And then he smiled, he said, "How stupid I am. This guy had a glass eye, you know?" Of course, so in the morning, after coffee, he called everybody, he says, they went to work with them, and he says, "Listen, 11 o'clock, he says, "Listen, I'm going to the canteen." He took off his eye, glass eye, he said, put it on a trunk, a tree trunk, said, "My eye's there, watching, so be careful." And he went. And he had a couple of beers. When he came back, he arrived, everybody sleeping. He looked at the tree trunk, there was a hat on top of the eye.
They didn't risk it.
That's true.
It was the ancestor of webcam, right?